So let's review. The Gemara earlier on the Samachay cited a machlekes Remeiv Rabbanan. Machar Esa Kerem, Machar Tashmishi Kerem de Kavi. The Rabbanan hold that only items used exclusively with a vineyard are included in its sale. However, Remeiv says, Machar Esa Kerem, Machar Tashmishi Kerem. He sells even items of lesser association. The Gemara explains the forthcoming Mishnah according to these two opinions. Zak the Mishnah, Hamechar Esa Sada, when one sells a field, he includes the following. Machar Esa Avonim Sheim Litzar Ka, stones used with the field. And the Gemara explains that this either refers to Avnei De'achva, stones placed on top of bundles of grain to prevent them from scattering in the wind. According to the Rabbanon, the Misaknan U'machasan, this is only if they were prepared for use with the field and are currently in the field. According to Remeir, the Misaknan Avagav De'loi Machsan, as long as they were prepared even if they are not currently in the field. Ultimately, this refers to Avonim Hasiduris Legeder, a pile of stones for a fence. According to the Rabbanon, the Misaknan Besidron, they're included only if they were prepared and piled. According to Remeir, the Misaknan Avagav De'loi Sidron, they're included even if they were only prepared but not yet piled. Vesakonim Shebekerem Shehem Litzarkoi, reeds used with a vineyard. And the Gemara explains, Kanam Hamachulakin Shemamidim Tachas Agafanim Demukman, smooth reeds that support the vines. According to the Rabbanon, the Mishafyan Umukman, they were smooth and placed. According to Remeir, Mishafyan Avagav De'loi Mukman, even if they were not yet placed. Vesatvua Shi Muchuberis Lakarka, unharvested grain, as the Gemara explains, Avagav De Metoy Lemechzid, it's included even though it is ready to be cut. Veschitza Sakonim Shi Puchusa Mibes Reva, a cluster of reeds if they are less than a Reva Kav, and the Gemara explains, Avagav Dalimi, they're included even though they are sturdy because Batle the Gabisada, they are not a significant entity of their own, but part of the field. Vesashemere Sheina Asuya Betit, the watchman's unplastered hut, and the Gemara explains, Avagav Dalikfiya Ba'ara, although it is not fixed to the ground. The Rashbam explains, Kali Lonis Bechlal Sada, Echad Kfanim Ve'echad Kalilan. All trees, including grapevines, are included in the sale of the field. The Mishnah now adds, young carob and sycamore trees are also included. And the Gemara adds, avagav dalimi, although they are sturdy. However, the Mishnah continues, avaloi machar, he does not include the following in the sale. Lois avonim she'enon litzarcha, stones not needed for the field. According to the Rabbanon, deloi machsin oi deloi sidron, they were not in the field or they were not yet piled for a fence. According to a mayor, they were not yet designated for use with the field. Reeds that are not for the field's use. According to Rabbanon, mukman, they were not yet placed. According to a mayor, they were not yet smooth. Harvested grain, as the Gemara explains, even if they did not yet reach full growth. However, the Mishnah continues, Bizman if he specified that he is selling the field with all of its contents, these are also included. Nevertheless, even if he makes such a stipulation, he does not include the following. A cluster of reeds that is more than a reiva kav, and the Gemara explains, avagav de katini, although they are weak, they are a significant entity of their own. The watchman's plastered hut, as the Gemara explains, avagav de machaber ba'ara, even if it is attached to the ground, it is a distinct asset. A mature carob or sycamore tree, as the pasuk says, v'yokim sti efren asher b'machpelo, v'chala eita asher b'chal gvuli saviv. And the Gemara derives, mi shetzarech ligvul, yatzu elu she'enen tzrichen ligvul. The ownership of ordinary trees can only be identified by their fields, however these trees are valuable and their ownership is well known, and so they are a distinct entity. The Gemara inquires whether the following items are included in the sale of a house. Malbeinis shel psachim heichad mechaber betina machar. Doorstops attached with clay are certainly included. However, dinikiti besichi, those held by wooden pegs, are they included in the sale? As the Rashbam explains, on the one hand, ein tzrichin levatech kol kach. They're not vital for the door frame. On the other hand, lechizik avidin, they add support. Malbeinis shel chaloinis, are window moldings included in the sale? On the one hand, l'noi ba'almahu davidi, they are merely ornamental and not an essential part of the house. On the other hand, kivin mechabri mechabri, they are attached to the house. Malbanei shel kari hamita kol heichad metatli b'hadam machar. Blocks that are attached to the bedpost for support are certainly included. However, heichad deloi metatli, if they are not attached, are they included in the sale? The Gemara answers, take with leaving these matters unresolved. The Gemara now discusses the trees on the property. Hayman de mazmin ara lechavrei tzarech lemichtivle konilach tiklin v'talin v'hutzin v'tzitzin. The deed should itemize the various trees on the property. Even though kilo cost of lehachi kani, they are included in the sale even if he did not mention them. Afalahachi shurfer dishtaruhu, they enhance the contract and preclude any future dispute. The Gemara discusses how to interpret various references to trees. Aravidically, if the contract states he is selling land and palm trees, this refers to two different sales. And so, he is laid dikli, you have laid trade dikli. If he also owns palm trees that are not on this property, he must give him two trees. E lesle, zubin le tradikli, otherwise he must buy them for him. Arabidikli, if he sells him a land with palm trees, this refers to one sale, and so e isbidikli yovle. If the property contains palm trees, the buyer acquires the field with the trees. E lav mekechtaisu, otherwise the sale is void because the property is not as described in the deed. Arabidikli, if he sells him land that is a place of palm trees. Lesle dikli, the chazi le dikli kamarle. Even if there are no trees, the sale is valid because he meant a property that is suitable for palm trees. Amarle le bar medikla planya. If he sells the property except for a certain palm tree, it depends. Id dikla tabuhu shirishari. If the tree is of good quality, he meant to exclude only this tree and the sale is valid as specified. Id dikla bishahu kol shekein hanach. If the tree is of inferior quality, he certainly means to keep the other trees as well, and so all the trees are excluded from the sale. Amar le labar mi ilone. If he excluded trees from the sale, I is le ilone labar mi ilone. I is le dikli labar mi dikli. I is le gufni labar mi gufni. This excludes all sorts of trees, even palm trees or grapevines, because one refers to any of these as trees. Ilone v'gufni labar mi ilone. If the property contains both trees and grapevines, only the ordinary trees are excluded because he would have specifically named the other trees. Similarly, ilani v'dikli labar mi'ilani. If it contains both trees and palm trees, only the ordinary trees are excluded. However, gufni v'dikli labar me'gufni. If it contains grapevines and palm trees, the grapevines are excluded because they are more commonly referred to as trees. The Gemara now discusses which trees are excluded. V'dikli, regarding palm trees which are tall, if the tree requires a rope to ascend and pick the fruit, it is a distinct entity and excluded. However, if it's not tall enough to require a rope, it is part of the field and included in the sale. Be'ilani, regarding ordinary trees, if they are strong enough to stop an ox that is plowing, they are a distinct entity and are excluded. However, if they are not that strong, they are part of the field and included in the sale. The Rashbam points out, Ein ilon is gedelim besada ela elu havashir. If these are the only trees on the property, he clearly referred to them and they are excluded.